size of the earthquakes is part of the question and answer that we have as scientists. So we look at an earthquake, say, in isolation, but also in this case, what we call swarms, lots of earthquakes in roughly the same spot, continuing over prolonged period. And we're near active volcanoes like Fantale and Dauphin. Initially, our impression was that there was some molten rock involved, and we paid close attention to the volcanoes.
So this Ethiopia's Rift Valley. Introduce us to this Rift Valley. What is it?
The Rift Valley of East Africa is the world's textbook example of how continents slowly break apart to produce new ocean basins, drift apart. Just now, like West Africa and North America were connected 180 million years ago. They separated, and now we have an ocean between us. Well, the same is true of Arabia that split off about 30 million years ago. And that process is happening in East Africa. But, you know, most of the time, the motion is as slow as my fingernails or my hair grows. But there are extreme events that might take up 400 years worth of plate opening in a day or two. And those intense events are in effect what we're witnessing now. They're rare, but they happen, and they have happened in the past in this same area.
You're very familiar with Ethiopia, millions residing in Addis Ababa. In vulnerable buildings with outdated codes. Ethiopia's capital, is it in the crosshair?
The capital is going to experience ground shaking from distant earthquakes, without a doubt. Ground shaking in Addis and the surrounding areas is an important part. Responsibilities of the scientists at the Geophysical Observatory at the university and the engineers that they interact with in trying to work to improve the codes for that shaking. But the amount of shaking decreases pretty rapidly away from where the earthquake is, so it's not really in the crosshairs. The crosshairs is a fairly narrow zone that is roughly where the Awash River is and is very near to the main road up and through to Djibouti. And that is the primary indicator of the crosshairs for right now.
This observatory in Addis Ababa, is it a kind of early warning system?
Yes, there's a network of seismometers in the country that telemeters information to the observatory. They provide near real-time information on the locations of those earthquakes. They look for patterns in the earthquakes. There are differences in the kinds of shaking that happened that help us understand, is it magma? Or is there molten rock involved? I feel privileged to be assisting the observatory and the Institute for Geophysics at the Addis Ababa University and trying to communicate, allay concerns, and try and explain scientifically what's happening.
You are helping out, actually, with the observatory. Any advice to the government?
What I'd say is that this area, this remote area, highlights the need for instrumentation. One of the concerns, the biggest concerns at the observatory, is that they don't have enough instruments in the area to precisely determine the depth. And depth becomes important if hot material is rising upward. We want to track it over time. And without more instruments in this very active area, they can only do a kind of imprecise job. It's like surgeons trying to operate with mittens on their hands. They need better instrumentation to be able to move forward.